Proverbs chapter 16, and we're going to read verse 1 down to verse 9. To man belongs the plans of his heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of the tongue. All a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. The Lord works out everything for his own ends, even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, a man avoids evil. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace with him. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps.
Thank you very much, Nick. I think those are great verses. Why not learn them off by heart as a New Year's resolution? We're going to look mostly at the last verse Nick read out. So I have plans to give every child here a sweetie from this packet of fruit pastels at the end of the service. Have you made plans for today? Have you made plans for this year? 2017 starts today. I know some people make plans a long way ahead. For some things, if you don't plan them a long way ahead, then they just won't happen. I know people who've planned to go and see the pop singer Adele in concert this year. To make that happen, they had to book their tickets a long way ahead. 10 months? Long way ahead. That's 10 months. If they hadn't done it back then, the tickets would have been sold out and they wouldn't have been able to go. When we went traveling in a far country a year and a bit ago, we had to book train tickets a long way ahead. If we hadn't, we wouldn't have got a seat on the train. This was very early in the morning. But she has given me permission to put it up on the screen. Some things, important things, we know we need to plan a long way ahead. Other things, smaller things, we leave till the last minute. I wonder, are you a planner or are you a last-minuter? Should we do a survey? Who consider themselves a planner? Who consider themselves, with me, a last-minuter? I reckon that's half and half. I reckon us last-minuters can pull it out of the bag when we need to, though, can't we? Well, at the end of one year and the beginning of a new one, I want to show you a verse that talks about plans, and I hope we'll take away an important lesson for the year ahead, even all our lives ahead. This verse is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, and it says, "In his heart, a man plans his course." And that's what we've been talking about. I plan to give a fruit pastel to every child at the end of the service. We make plans for the day, we make plans for the week. I'm going to get up, I'm going to go to school or work, and then I'm going to come home in the evening. That's a plan. Or for the week, I'm going to get some work done, and then I'm going to have a nice rest at the weekend. We make plans for the term. After a few months of winter, spring will come, and then it'll be Easter holidays, and I've got a plan for the Easter holidays. You make your plans. But the next part of the verse says this: but the Lord determines his steps. It's all very well making plans, and in fact, it's a good thing that we do. God wants us to take responsibility for our time and energy and skill and money. We're not to waste anything. Every breath we have is given to us by God, and we're to use it for his glory. And planning to use it well is good sense. But for all the plans we make, for the day, the week, the month, the year, it's as well to remember that the Lord determines our steps. I plan to give everyone a fruit pastel, but I might have eaten them by the end of the service. I plan to give everyone a fruit pastel, but other things might happen that I wasn't expecting. So when it says the Lord determines his steps, it's saying that no matter what plans we make, it's God who's in complete control at all times. We are to think and plan and get on with life, but we're never to think that we're doing so on our own. leaving God out. Now, you can't do that. God's never left out of the plans we make. He is right there in the middle of them. And some people sometimes make bad plans. For example, when Judas, one of Jesus' closest friends, do you remember what he did? He planned to betray Jesus for some money. But he wasn't able to do that hidden from God. He wasn't doing anything that would take God by surprise, was he? There wasn't a word he said or a thing he did that God hadn't catered for from before he even said it. No, the Lord determines a man's steps. Judas chose to betray Jesus. That was his plan. But God had always planned it from the beginning that Jesus would be betrayed so that he would end up crucified for our sins. The Lord was determining his steps. Jesus needed to suffer and die in our place, and Judas was just a piece of the jigsaw. A person may think that he'll spend another year not believing in God, never letting the good news of the gospel get too close to him. He doesn't want to change the way he thinks about himself or anyone else, least of all because God says he should. In his mind, he's choosing what he thinks to say and do. But God is not absent. He is involved every step of the way. The Lord determines his steps. If a person wants to reject God and God's love for him, God knows about it. He may even allow it. But he'll see to it that his bigger plan comes about. We don't know what God's plans are very often. But we do know that God is in charge. He determines our steps. He knows what we've planned before we even think it. And he's working out our steps so that his big plan happens. But you might say, I don't like that. I thought I was free to do whatever I want, whenever I want. I can turn my back on God if I want to. God isn't making me. And you'd be half right. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Let's think about it another way. A man might get rich and build a big extension on his house and put lots of money away for when he retires. And then he could sit back and have a nice drink relaxing in his hammock. But Jesus told that very story. The man was sitting back, relaxing, having built his bigger barns. And Jesus said, tonight, your very life will be taken from you. And sure enough, he had a heart attack that night. And then who got all the things that he'd planned for? No, the Lord was determining his steps. So here's the question for us. Are we living in God's world as though all there is to life is our making plans in our hearts and trying to carry them out ourselves? Or are we living in God's world, making plans, but all the time knowing that God is in charge and it's up to him how long we have to live? It's up to him if things go well or not so well, if we get sick or if we don't, if we have a job for the whole year or if we're redundant. All of those things are the Lord determining them. And it's that second way that God wants us to live, believing that we're to make the best plans we can at all times and know that God is in control of what actually happens, where we actually go, who we actually meet, and what gifts we get given. It's all in his hands because he determines our steps. So here's the application. So what for us at the beginning of 2017? Well, this truth should make us all humble. You know what humble is? If you're a Christian, you will humbly trust God being in charge of your steps. Get on with your life with confidence and don't worry unduly about the future because God's in charge. Things may go well or they may not, but God is still in charge. He's determining our steps. Things may be easy or they may be hard. I know which I prefer, but whichever way, the verse says, the Lord is in charge. Now, if anyone here is not yet a Christian, not yet a believer, then it should humble you too. It should make the person who is not believing in God, thinking that it's up to them to carry on as they like, realize that it's not up to you. It's up to God. And he gives grace as he sees fit. He's the one who brings people to faith. He's the one who opens blind eyes. He's the one who allows us to harden our hearts as well. So if you spend another year with your heart hard against God, saying, I'm not going to believe in him, the Lord is determining your steps. Now, I hope that's a humbling thought. If that's what we want, then God sometimes allows it. If you're not a Christian, you may think you can plan to become a Christian anytime you want. That's you making plans. But you can't, because the Lord determines your steps. It's totally up to him. So that doesn't mean you can sit back and wait. Not the person in the hammock. The kid in the hammock. You can't just sit back and wait. No, it means that if you've heard the gospel and you know you should respond by saying, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me, and I want to live for you from now on, and you haven't done that yet, well, you should do, because no one knows how long they've got left. God is in charge of all our steps. He's holding out the gift right now. It's like having a Christmas present. Here's a question. Has anybody still got their Christmas tree up? Has anybody still got any presents unwrapped onto the Christmas tree? No. Now, what would you say if I said to you, you're not a Christian, but you have still got an unwrapped present? It's sitting there waiting for you to unwrap. But if you haven't believed in Jesus and trusted in him, it's got your name on. But you're not enjoying it yet. My prayer is that the Lord has determined that someone who's not yet a Christian would have their steps turned towards Jesus today and believe in him. Accept him as Lord, trust him with their life from today, and start making plans with God in charge, knowing that he's your boss and not you. That's what it is to be a Christian, and it can start today. Who knows? God may have planned it that this verse, let's have it up, there it is. This verse would be what he uses to turn a person around and become a follower of his on the first day of 2017. Let's read it together, shall we? Proverbs 16, verse 9. In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Let me pray for us as we finish. And we're going to sing that wonderful song again, You've Got Plans for Us. So let me pray. Heavenly Father, we pray with all the ideas and hopes and ambitions and thoughts we have for this year, 2017, ahead of us. Perhaps it's only for today. We've got plans. Please help us to realize that you are in charge, that you determine our steps, that nothing happens outside of your will and knowledge. We pray we would live in the light of that, confident that you're in charge, trusting that whatever happens, good and bad, hard and easy, painful and wonderful, we can trust you as our Lord and King. And we ask it for Jesus' name's sake. Amen.